like it's weird to sit next to each other.
I know. Mamma mia.
Let's keep all this for pre-roll.
Recorded live, high in the Hollywood Hills. It's The Long Shot.
What are you doing?
I don't know. tonight, we discuss the post office. And other stuff. And now, here's your host, Sean Conroy.
Thank you. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, good day, good night, good noon, good twilight, good dusk, good dusk. Welcome to... Sounds like we're moving furniture. Welcome to... Yeah, we can put it there. Welcome to The Long Shot. It is a podcast. I'm your host. My name is Sean Conroy. With me today on the show, the doyen of delight, Miss Amber Kenny, is here.
Hello. Good evening. Good death.
And also here on the show is no one else. Jamie canceled this morning. Joe canceled mere moments ago.
He said he would come by this afternoon, and I didn't understand because you have work and I have work. I don't know what he meant.
He said he would come by this afternoon.
Didn't Jamie say he was going to try to hang out in the afternoon?
Jamie said that?
Yes. If you look at the text chain, no one responded because I was like, I don't know what you mean.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I think he thought his show tonight was going to be canceled.
Uh-huh.
And then he was like, it wasn't canceled, and I have to close. I feel like Jamie is the only person that works at his theater.
I mean, it's his baby.
Yeah. Good luck, baby. And Joe just got called into a rehearsal moments ago. He's very in demand as a director. He got called into rehearsal. Our show... No. After the minute. Like,
Oh, yeah.
Our show, we were supposed to start recording at 8... Joe texted us at about 8:10 saying, I have a rehearsal at 9. So what I'm saying is, fuck you, Joe Wagner. I hope you listen to this.
We're having some commitment issues.
Yeah. Yeah, we really are. It's very difficult to pin people down at this point.
We need like a counselor. We need like a marriage therapist.
Do you think that's what it is? Do you think there are issues between people? It's personal animus that's keeping people away?
I don't think consciously, mm-hmm. but I think if it were a top priority and an exciting thing, people make room and make
right.
time.
Right, right. So that says...
Am I like throwing people under the bus?
No. No, of course. Of course, you're right. It's
because
not a top priority.
We've done this for 8 years and everyone's been busy the whole time.
Right, it's not like I'm not busy. Yes. It's not like you're not busy.
Right.
You have a job, you're planning a wedding, you have dance practice, you have your other career as a superhero.
I like naps.
You love naps. I have an occasional job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's like to me and clearly to you, we are able to prioritize this in such a way that we are able to get here.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie is not. Joe is not. I think that speaks volumes.
Right.
I don't know what those volumes say. I need to open them.
Right.
Or turn them up. I'm not sure what you're supposed to do with volumes.
Right. This is just...
Or do you turn volume up or do you...
You turn it up.
But if it's a volume... If it's a volume, you open it. If it is volume...
Turn it up, you open it up.
All you need to know is that it has height... Width and depth. Did you ever hear anybody say height?
Yes, and I...
People say height. I mean... I'm like, what are you talking about?
You're bad. You're a bad person.
Width, breadth, depth, height. Mm. Fucking morons.
Idiots. Let's just do it. We're already doing like the hash out our family
Great.
Issues.
So let's do
just do it. Mm-hmm. I was so scared because I forgot about the weekend that my in-laws were in town that we went to Disneyland.
Right.
The Disneyland trip landed on a Monday. Mm-hmm. And so the like 5 days before you sent out the your usual text of like who's available on Monday. And
right. But by the way, let's just say that
It's you. I know.
I'm not taking credit. I'm saying I am the nag in this case who keeps going, guys, are we going to do this? And then nobody answers forever. And I'm like, guys, please. I feel like fucking, what's her name in, what's McCallit?
Oh, yeah, you are exactly like her.
No, Jodie Foster in Contact. Yeah, where she's like, CQ. Like, she's just putting shit out into the ether, hoping to contact aliens. And, of course, she ultimately does. And ultimately, everybody gets back. I mean, even if it's...
Spoiler alert.
Yes. I just spoiled a 20-year-old movie.
It might be older.
Which, by the way, I had a big fight with my girlfriend at the time about afterwards because I hated it and she loved it. Ugh. And that was I was not allowed to have negative opinions about anything when I was dating that girl, which was like, that's good tough, luck.
Right? You just had to be very quiet all the time.
Sorry, baby. This is how I feel.
Hey, do you like this pasta?
Yeah. No, it really was. It was a crazy thing where it was like, you are not allowed to say anything about anything.
Right. Oh, but that said.
Mm-hmm. So I put this.
And I just said, I cannot. Right. Because maybe I'm wrong, but mm-hmm. I find it exhausting. Personally, and this might be a me problem, when people write a essay of why they can't do something, like mm-hmm. most of the time I'm like, I don't care. Like, can you do it or can you not do it? So I usually...
Please send me 50 words about why you can't do it.
Well, because it's also like, I believe you. Like, I don't... Right. Who cares?
This is why we're still doing this. Because you and I are on the same page about these
things. I just said, I cannot. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I bet Sean thinks I don't give a shit about the podcast.
No, I've never...
But I responded. Yeah.
No, I think that says something. Just responding, you know? Like, just getting back about things is significant.
Yeah.
As is not getting back about things.
But I'm guilty of not responding to things sometimes.
I'm not responding.
I like myself better when I'm quick to respond, but I could tell I'm filled with depression and or anxiety when mm-hmm. it's like, ooh, even just
right.
answering this email seems Herculean.
I don't want people to know how I feel about whether or not I'll be able to attend the bocce ball party.
I'm not getting invited to no bocce ball parties.
Come on, come down to the bocce ball party. We're having a bocce ball party.
So hard to write maybe.
I don't get it. I have one bocce ball party a year and she can't find the time to commit.
What is bocce
ball? I mean, I know Wagner's not coming because he always gets an invitation to direct something 5 minutes after the bocce ball party starts.
And
starting.
As director, you have no say of when rehearsals are.
Not at all. Zing!
He's also directing every team at
sure
what the hell's the name of that theater
Carnegie Hall.
No, I think it's that
the Arclight.
No,
I don't know the names of all these young theaters.
Oh my god. It's called something.
Yeah, no, they are sometimes
the Pack.
Oh, the Pack. The Pack. I've been to the Pack. I've performed at the Pack.
I've been to the Pack before. It was the Pack.
I performed at PAX opening night.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
Had a nice chat with Bob Odenkirk that night, mm-hmm. who is a very famous person.
Better Call Saul's coming back in August.
Somebody
very
just
excited.
Asked me about that today.
Did you say it's August?
No, I said I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And we were lamenting the fact that a lot of the good shows, it takes a long time for them.
Well, because they're good. They can't just shit them out.
This is my trainer at the gym who every time I have seen him in the last, I don't know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, has said either, are you going to see Solo or have you seen Solo?
Is he in it or something?
He hasn't even seen it. But that seems to be the thing he has found interesting to converse with people about. Like, literally, every time he's like, so, have you seen Solo yet? This is my second trainer, by the way. My first trainer, who I talked about on the show, who was, like, he was in his early 60s.
Oh, right.
And he had a degree in psychology, and he was writing books, but he was also a reformed crack addict and alcoholic and sex addict and whatever. He just disappeared one day.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He was gone. And I went back to the gym and I said,
you know,
did you call him or anything? I texted him. I never heard back from him.
You hate that.
Yeah. I was like, oh, he doesn't care. He's not coming on the podcast. What is he, Jamie? Come on. But I went to the gym because I was concerned, you know, like he was pretty open about.
Right. Well, and you were developing.
He was like actually way too open about everything, but I was concerned. So I went to the gym and I said to the woman there who I had my membership with, I says to her,
okay. What happened?
I said, look, I was training with, you know, this guy. And she goes, oh, yeah. Okay. Here's a new trainer.
And you're like, no.
Yeah. And she wouldn't address it. Like, whatever. And
like, it's neither confirmed nor denied.
Right. Like, he could have been murdered for all I know. Anyway, a few weeks later, he sent me a text.
Oh,
and
good.
He said, you know, I just wanted to apologize. That's not how I wanted things to end at the gym. And I said, look, you know, I'm just glad to hear you're okay. And if you want to go get coffee or something sometime, let's do that. And he said, yeah, just let me know. And I have not gotten back to him. Full circle. That's our show, folks.
We just did a Herald.
Yes.
You just did a Herald.
By myself. Yeah. Amazing.
It just reminded me that your new trainer who asks about Solo all the time. Mm-hmm. One of the times I went dress shopping, the woman helping me, it's kind of an intimate experience because they have to put you in clothes and zip you up.
They're touching your body. Yeah. They're going, look, let's push this over here and move this up to there.
They don't say that, hopefully.
Let's get this thing moved around a little. Whoa, what's this?
But she must have taken like a seminar.
Oh, yeah, like a sales seminar.
Of like building rapport. And she was sweet and fine. But she asked at one point, how did you and your fiance meet? And I said, oh, doing stand-up comedy. Big mistake. The rest of the appointment, she's like, so, who are your favorite stand-up comedians? What's a favorite stand-up comedian joke you like? What are styles of stand-up comedians? I was like, I was starting to like panic. I was like, I don't want to talk about stand-up comedy right now. This is kind of hell. I could list off comics I like, but you wouldn't know who they are, and it would make both of us uncomfortable. And
that is weird because you're never going to be on the same page with somebody
I felt like I was answering politely, but like giving hints of like, Let's talk about something else.
Yeah.
And she was just like, she'd bring up another, you know, essay prompt about stand-up.
Who's your favorite stand-up comedian? I love The Bachelor. That's a fun show.
But I was like, oh, man, I wish this wasn't happening right now. I should have just said Tinder or something.
Right. How did you meet? On Tinder. That doesn't seem weird at all.
No, that's why, how people
know,
meet.
Yeah, I don't know why I laughed about that. As if that was crazy. You know what it was? I still had stand-up in my head. Oh. And so I was thinking about what you do. Like, in my head, the question she had asked that you were answering with Tinder was, what do you do?
For a living, I Tinder.
Tinder. Mostly I light fires. I help fires get started.
I don't provide all of the fuel for the fire, but I get it started.
Sure, I'm the spark. I don't know why I thought that. I'm having weird mental issues today. So welcome to the show, folks. What's that?
Drinking enough water?
Never. It's funny. I go to the gym and then I drink coffee for like 5 hours.
That's not great.
No, it's really bad.
You should drink water even if you're not.
Why do I have a headache and I'm falling asleep all the time? It's because I'm completely dehydrated. All right. Well, this is a part of the show that we like to call checking in. So why don't we do a round robin of checking in?
Like one word at a time.
When
I
checked
in.
Good night.
Just a beginning clause to a sentence.
You know, that's like a real improv. Like, it's like a short form improv game.
Oh, I know.
Is one word story.
I'm well aware, baby. Sorry for calling you baby.
That's okay, baby.
Nope.
Hello, darling. No, that's a short form improv game that we used to do in performance when I was in Chicago City Limits with Eddie very early on. We stopped doing it after a while. But it was, you know, you would say to the audience, can we have a suggestion of a word? And then you would start a story based on that word. And it would be, everybody would be standing in a line. And then if you fucked up, if you said something that didn't make sense, or if you waited too long, you had to explain all this to the audience. That was what was fun about
those. Oh, I love
was
that.
Just explaining to the audience what was going to be fun about it. But if you did anything that was like deemed a mistake by the
like
audience,
the wrong tense, or
they could yell, the audience could yell, die. And you would have
That's
to get a
mean.
Suggestion of a way, a method, like, I can't remember what it was.
Like
it was
strangulation.
Like, well, it was like, can I get an object that you might find in the kitchen? A blender. And then you would have to find a way to act out a scene where you died that involved a blender.
That's dark.
Mine was I blended a cyanide shake and drank it.
Clever.
But, yeah, well, you know. But anyway.
You're so proud of it.
No. No, I'm not proud. I'm just honest.
You're polishing your nails on your shirt.
Yeah. Anyway, mine was and then it would always end with a moral. That was how you knew the story was ending. Oh. Was because everybody has to like kind of pay attention so that it comes to a natural conclusion. And it would always end with like the moral of the story is when you go to the store, always bring some money. Blackout. And
I die.
Just, well, no. I just remember once the whole, you know, there were six people on stage. I was not in this one. I was sitting watching because I used to be supportive of other improvisers and go watch their shows. So they were on stage and they started, you know, it was like, can we get a suggestion? Fish farm or, you know, I don't know what it was. And so somebody goes, the, and the next person went, moral, and they all like kind of looked at each other, of the story is fish farm. And then the lights slowly faded. And that was after like a 5-minute explanation of what was going to happen.
I would have been crying laughing.
It was because it was so funny, but the audience was so confused.
Yeah, like, they don't get why
what is happening
funny.
Right now? And after the show, the director was like, okay, so guys, let's not start with the moral. Like, as if nobody knew that. Yeah.
So I take an improv class at work on Fridays at lunch, and
fun.
Yeah, it's fun. There's a guy who teaches it, but then there's a guy who comes just to help out occasionally, and he doesn't know us as well. And I've started hating him because he. Okay, I've never said this out loud, and so I'm. This might not even make sense, but we were. Doing it as a warm-up. We were playing that one word at a time story.
Right.
And I watched that helper guy check out. Like, he started talking to somebody else. And the story started taking place on a spaceship in outer space.
That's some good improv.
But I could tell that this guy didn't hear that part. Mm-hmm. He checked back in when my word was like alien or something.
Right.
And then he's like, whoa. He stopped the game and he started lecturing about circles of probability to not just add in funny information out of nowhere that has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, and look, I was just because, like, you're in outer space on a spaceship doesn't mean you can just, like, say aliens and, like, everything's cool.
He thought I was, like, being, like, fart. Like the people who say dildo and fart. And I was like, motherfucker, it made sense with the sentence, but there's no way to prove that to you. And so he keeps seeing me in instances like that where I was like, you think I'm a bad improviser and I'm not. And I don't know. Ugh. Anyway, it's a frustrating situation. But also, you're the one not listening. You're a bad listener. You're a bad improviser.
Can you hear my voice in your headphones, by the way? Okay.
I'm just keep shouting over you. Sorry.
yeah. What's going on? Do you not hear me speaking?
What's going
on? No, the next one was like, the woman's vagina was empty, so she went to the, and then it was you, and you were like, dildo factory.
And he's like, all right, guys, come on. Guys.
Yeah. You don't have to make it about.
Yeah, you know. Exactly. Exactly.
The family ate lots of beans for dinner, so there was a lot of people who spent a great deal of time.
Guys, come on. Well, and also, I just resented that note to begin with. I get what he was saying about just not adding in silly information, but I thought part of the point of it is just letting your subconscious. Yes. And so it's like, sorry if I have a silly head. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I get where the note is coming from, but it also sounds like he wasn't even paying attention.
Well, and it's a warm up, motherfucker. Like, it's not like, what are we? I don't know. That's the next guy's job to justify.
That's also, right, that's what makes it fun.
Yes, that's what makes it improv.
That's also something you learn after you do it for a while is, like, by which I mean teaching, you can't, even if, like, whether or not he was right, you can't note every little thing like that because who cares?
Well, and also everyone's brains will explode because it sounds like you're saying the opposite things each note.
I got to the point where I was like, if people did a scene, I would give them one and maybe two notes, even though I had like 15.
Right. You got it.
People just tune out. They don't listen anymore, you know?
Well, and there's only so much you can work on at a time anyway.
Right. And you're never going to do that same scene again. Right. Cut to you next week. It's like, at the baseball game, there was an alien.
But, like, why not? Why can't there be an alien at the baseball game?
Because we're building a wall. All right. So let's do a little checking in. I'll start.
Oh.
I had a funny experience at the supermarket this past week. First of all, last week I told that story about the woman who said she had chills when she...
You and Joe both met people who love you a lot.
Joe's was super weird. But what was funny was I told that story to a friend of mine thinking he would appreciate it because he knows some of the people involved and people I was with. And he knows what that process is like.
And he's had chills before.
And I told him that story. And at the end of the story, and I go, you know, so she said this and whatever. And he goes, was she hot?
Oh.
And I was like, God damn it. That is not the point.
Everyone's horrible.
Ugh. Yeah, it was so gross. It was really gross.
But you were in a grocery store.
Oh, yeah. So I was in a grocery store, and this is going to sound like I'm setting it up to tell the same kind of story because it's a grocery store.
You are.
We'll see. It's right around the corner from a theater that I perform at quite frequently.
Is it
that
Gelson's?
It's not Gelson's. That's called Not the Pack is the theater.
Okay.
And I frequently, after a show on a Saturday night, I will stop by the supermarket to pick up whatever groceries I might perchance require.
Can't we understand what shopping is?
I just want to make sure everybody's on board. I'm letting people in, you know?
Slow it down.
Well, it's like, it's not, I'm not stopping by just to chill at the grocery store.
You're not saying hi to the deli guy.
No, I'm not going like, hey, Freddie, how's the meat?
Right.
And
you're picking up deodorant and
not that, but
vinegar.
I get vinegar and baking powder because I'm building a diorama of a volcano. Because it's right by where I perform, it's not infrequent that someone in there will be like, hey, I just saw your show. It changed my life, or like it gave me chills. Sure. You know,
sure. It must be so boring for you.
Yeah, I'm like, yes, I know. Can we just go our separate ways in the baking powder aisle? And
where's the extra large box?
Yeah. But anyway, so I of course we talked about this last week where I get so like in my head in those moments, I'm like, just here to get soup, you know? But I came around the corner and there was a guy standing in this aisle and he like, basically, I don't mean this in a sexual way, but he checked me out. Like he like looked at me, looked me in the face and looked me up and down. And I was like, just in a way
you're
that
like,
he,
yes, it's me.
Right. In a way that clearly was like, oh, I recognize this person. He was about to say something. And I was like, oh, here it comes. He's going to say he saw the show. Let's see how he phrases his flattery that he will certainly bestow upon me.
What poetry shall I receive tonight?
And he just looks at me and he goes, can you reach those crackers up there?
That's amazing.
It was so funny. It was funny on two levels. It was funny because I thought I knew what was going to happen, but then also just to stop someone in the store to get them to get something off a high shelf for you was hilarious
to me. It's my life. It's
and it wasn't like he was like a little old man. He was like a young dude. Like I was like, this guy must be very sure of himself. No, but like I would feel badly.
Right. I'd just be like, I guess I'm not getting those crackers.
Right. Like, why did they put the good crackers on the top shelf? You know,
guess
why
not I
put
the shitty crackers?
So that was really.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was so.
And crackers is like the perfect product, too. I don't know why. Because what instance is it urgent that you get crackers?
And how long was he waiting there for someone tall to come by? Because the way he checked me out, I bet I was not the first person.
Right,
like, he was like,
she's not tall enough.
Or he was like, can you get those crackers for me? And somebody was like, I can try. And then they couldn't do it because they were too short.
Right.
You know?
That's wonderful.
So that was funny. And then I had another experience like that today, because today, by the way, of course, in case anybody didn't vote, you should feel badly because today was election day, or it was primary day here in California and in a few other states.
Yeah, a lot of places.
Four or five other states. So we actually were going to do the show at 7. Mm-hmm. But then I changed it to 8 so that I could be home in time to see you guys. And then, of course, I was home by 7 anyway.
You left out a crucial part of that story. To vote.
To vote. Sorry.
I knew what you were saying, but I
could
hear the listeners being like,
this is why I don't do well when I tell stories. I'm like, so anyway, I got the bread.
Right.
And people are like, wait a second. What? What bread? What are you talking about?
Because
I was telling a story about getting a sandwich.
I got home at 8 so that I could be here in time.
I changed it to start at 8 so I could be here in time to see you guys because I was going to go vote after
work. There we go.
And I knew that I would have to come from work, which I get out at 6 and drive up, and I didn't know how long it was going to take. It took 2 seconds at the
There's a lot of things to vote on, though.
Yeah.
But were you prepared?
I did some research today. I didn't prepare before today, but I spent my lunch hour today reading. There were still some things I didn't vote on because I felt like I didn't know enough about the candidates to vote, but most of the things I did vote on. But I walked into the polling place, and there was a woman standing at the door.
Mm-hmm. She's like, can you get those crackers for me?
No, but it was similar because she was very attractive, and I just was coming down the stairs. Yeah, I was coming down the stairs from outside, so I couldn't quite, you know, it was darker inside than outside, so I couldn't quite see who it was or whatever. And I was just like, oh, this is somebody who works at the polling place. I was like, I was about to say, I'm looking for the orange table. And, you know, clearly this was somebody who would know that because she was working there and whatever. And she goes, hi, Sean. And I was like, hey, like that's my go-to in those situations where I have no idea who I'm talking to, is to be really way too amped up. I'm like, hey, how's it going? So great to see you. Yeah. I was like, hey, what's going on? How are you? Have you seen Solo yet? But I had no idea who she was. And you know how when you only see somebody in a certain context,
yes,
you don't know who they are outside right. that
it's
very
like, it's
specific
like
context?
Like a disguise.
Yeah. And so what I realized as I was voting was like, oh, that's a woman who lives in my building who I only ever see at board meetings when she's complaining about how the board isn't doing enough
right.
in the building. So I don't have...
Well, and it makes sense you have the same towards, polling
yeah, of course, of course. Yeah. But it was just funny because it scared the shit out of me. I was like, how does the poll worker... No, that was my first thought in that moment was like, do the poll workers here really know everybody's name?
Like, maybe I'm the last one and by process
I
of elimination.
I really thought that for a second. I was like, do they study faces or something? And then it took like 4 or 5 minutes. And then I was like, oh, I know who that is.
Have you seen Solo? That is such a funny...
Just a cheerful remark.
My... this isn't even my story, but my friend Charlie, he wrote a sketch about it, but I still think it's so funny.
I know Charlie.
He ran into somebody that clearly recognized him and he didn't recognize that. Mm-hmm. The same exact instance you were just describing. And for whatever reason, he was like, how's hockey going? Which is a very specific pull. He must have thought it was someone else. Mm-hmm. And the person was like, I've never played hockey. I don't watch hockey. Like... It's not just how's the weather. Like I don't know. I'm not explaining it well.
No, I get
but
it.
It's really
it's
funny
too
to
specific.
Like you shot too far. Yeah.
Right. It's like saying, what was it like growing up in France?
Right. And they're like, you gotta vague it out.
I grew up in Texas. Right. Yeah. It's a weird area where you yeah. have to make sure you don't say something too specific to give away the fact that you don't know who
right.
that person is.
And the
is.
Hockey kind of tipped his hand.
I mean, I'm going this coming weekend. I'm going to Massachusetts to go
oh, cool.
to my college reunion.
Oh wow!
And I anticipate
doing a lot
some
of that.
Difficulty yeah. with some people. Some people will be fine. Like I will recognize some people that I know from college, but it's hard when they're people that I didn't really know that mm-hmm. well, and you have to be like, is this somebody I should be excited? Like, should right. I be like, hey, have you seen Solo? Right. You know, well, or less warm so they know that it's me.
And because I think it goes both directions. Like, there's people that I have such a specific memory of and they were important to me in high school or college. Mm-hmm. But there's a large possibility that they don't remember me. But
oh, everybody remembers me.
Sure. I've had the experience of the opposite, you know, where somebody's doing like they approach me excited.
Right.
And I'm like, it makes me feel like a dick because you clearly weren't as important to me in my
right.
life.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that happens to me all the time in the supermarket.
I know.
People come up to me and I'm like, I don't know who
I
you
know,
are.
I know.
But that is a weird thing where people think if they've seen you perform a bunch
yes.
of times, they think they have a relationship
but
with you.
But brains are dumb mm-hmm. because I do that. I have to check myself. I get excited about like seeing my friends and then I'm like, I just listened to their podcast. They're right. not my friends.
Right. So what we're saying is we're not friends with any of you.
Mm-mm. We're not friends with anybody.
Nobody. Not even each other.
I voted. This isn't my checking. I guess it could be my checking.
No. It's not your turn yet. So
oh,
this doesn't
sorry.
Count.
You're not done.
Go ahead.
Now it's my turn?
Say your, No. Say
okay.
your thing. That's not your checking
okay.
in.
I voted this morning and I felt very proud of myself because it was like double being the good person I want to be. I was supposed to go for a run this morning. Mm-hmm. So I just stuffed my sample ballot in my running belt and my ID just in case. Went for my run and my polling place is on the walk back from where I run and I just voted on the way home all sweaty. It was gorgeous.
So you killed two birds mm-hmm. with a single Rocco.
Yes, indeed.
Why are you running?
Trying to get Tight and right.
Oh, for the wedding. Right. I got you.
I'm trying to do it slow and steady.
You got a while.
Yeah, but I don't want it to be like a two
crash
months.
Diet.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want it to be healthy.
All I ate for the last 2 months before my wedding was seaweed.
And paper. well, also the whole...
I've been shitting like a motherfucker.
This whole year is kind of... There's enough events lined up that I... That are touchstones that will keep me motivated.
Uh-huh.
Because, in May, it was Whitney's wedding. And then in July, it's...
I just saw her pictures today on Facebook.
It's lovely, right?
Yeah, it looked great.
I was there.
You were not in the pictures. I don't believe you.
No one cares. But I about what I'm about to say, not about what you just said. July, it's Tess's bachelorette thing. And then September is... Tess's wedding, and then October is Abby's wedding. Like, there's reasons that I will be in pictures and in dresses, so,
right.
So I might as well start now.
Well, I'm just putting it out there. I just signed up for the Pasadena Half Marathon.
You did?
In January.
When is
so,
it?
January 20th.
Okay.
So, you know, put your thinking cap on and...
Yeah. No, that's super
think
doable.
About it.
It also feels good. It's something I've been mm-hmm. wanting to have this routine back in my life. It was just... The starting and the shoehorning it into your life.
Right.
But once it's there, it's like, oh, this is
well,
easy.
Well, it's funny. I've been going, as you know, I've mm-hmm. talked about it quite a bit. I've
Have
been
you seen
going,
Solo?
Exactly. I've been going to the gym quite a bit. and I do go on the treadmill, but not in any kind of rapid way.
You don't need to.
No, but I did finally this Sunday go for a run for the first time in a long time. And it was just kind of a shock to the system. I was like...
It's totally different.
Yeah. I was like, wow, I am a big dude. This is a big haul, you know? But I'm excited about it, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, you've got time.
Yeah, plenty of time.
And also, there's no... Just finish.
No. I plan to win.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay.
I want to bring home the gold.
Make America proud.
Right. Do it right or don't do it at all.
Yes. Number one or nothing.
And then here's the last thing I was going to bring up was that today I went at lunchtime against my better judgment, but I had to send something via the U.S. Postal Service mm-hmm. in the mail. And I went to the post office around the corner from work, and it just took fucking forever. And you expect that when you go to the post office. So that's fine. But... It was hilarious to me because the reason it took so long is because there was a guy at the window. And by the way, there was only one window open, which always is like, come on. It's the middle right. of the afternoon.
Right, right, right.
Let's open two.
Right.
You know, there's people walking around back there, but they're all on break or something.
Right. Sorting mail.
But this guy was there to check on a registered piece of mail that he had sent. And he was very upset because the woman told him that it had been, I don't know what, it had gone out that day. He had sent it like, he kept on saying, I was here on May 25th, and you're telling me that it just sat here for a week, and now it's showing up on the... But that wasn't the funny part. The funny part to me was that he then started talking about, and I could be totally wrong about this, but he was like, by doing that, you have cost me $200. That was a stock trade that I was doing, and the stock has dropped extensively since then, whatever. And I'm like, who is doing stock trades
by mail.
Via mail?
Yeah.
Like, if you are doing that, you deserve to lose money.
Right.
Because we have things now called brokers.
Right.
No, I was going to say computers.
And
yeah, yeah.
Telephones.
E-Trade.
Even.
Yeah. Haven't you seen the E-Trade thing where people are like, you know, they're not having a good time, and then somebody else is having a good time, and they're like, yeah, get rich.
I don't think that's a good way to go though, because I think they just keep making trades.
Well,
and you don't necessarily.
All I know is if you are relying on the U.S. Postal Service
yeah,
for your stock trades, you might be a time traveler. Like, that guy's like, he was looking through a monocle and going, I feel quite certain there's a crash coming soon. I may have to throw myself off a building. Perhaps I'll try some champagne. Anyway, but he was there for like 20 minutes just saying the same shit over and over again, you know? And it's like, that woman didn't cost you $200 herself.
Right.
She gave you all the information she has. Either ask to speak to a supervisor or GTFO.
Right.
You know?
No, I was the person getting yelled at for 10 years, so I have...
You know what that's like.
I have a lot of... But what I always say to people is that person has no power. You ruining their day isn't improving your situation.
And it was also funny because he kept on yelling at her and then going, and I'm not criticizing you, you know,
like,
and
it's like,
yeah,
like
you
it.
Are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm right here and you are. Sorry, that's my checking in. Let's go now to Joe. Oh no, he's directing. Amber.
Sure. It's June now, and I'm very excited about it. May was a really insane month where I was sort of traveling and out of town and doing crazy stuff every weekend. And it was all fun and good, but it's just this last weekend was so...
May was full of promises, but she didn't keep them quick enough for some. Yeah. No, I get it.
No, yeah. No, we're saying the same thing.
Yeah. I'm just saying June is busting out all over.
Oh.
All over the meadows and the hills. Hey, it's just Rodgers and Hammerstein. No reason you should know it.
No.
You know?
Sure. Mm-hmm. It's killing me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The stern. Mm-hmm. Basically, my checking in is...
Yeah.
I spent the weekend at home for the most part.
Nice.
And it was fucking like I kept pinching myself. I was so happy.
That's great.
And time went by like slowly and I got so much done, but I also got to relax. And and I'm sure it's just like the grass is always greener situation or any changes of vacation. If I was home.
A staycation.
If I was home every weekend, I would probably get fucking sick of it. But right. This was a really lovely time. And I even on Sunday afternoon went to the beach for a couple hours. And that was so nice. Like,
what beach?
I went to Santa Monica. I was by myself, so I just...
The pier?
Right by the pier, yeah. I just basically took the 10 and then stopped.
And it wasn't too crowded?
It was crowded, but I was by myself, so it doesn't matter. You could shoehorn yourself in anywhere.
True. Yeah, that's how I've made it through life. Up till now. Wow. Just shoehorning myself in anywhere.
Wow. But like, I'll give you this example. On Sunday, I woke up, I worked out, I did all of my laundry, I ate breakfast, but then I got my...
I like how that's the one you bailed on. Like, the other stuff was great.
Well, because I was like, I definitely did something
I
else.
Woke
and
up,
I was like, oh, it wasn't that
I
good.
I woke up, I did my laundry.
I brushed my teeth.
I ate breakfast. Like, no one cares about that. The other stuff is great.
But then I got my ass in the car, went to the beach for a couple hours, came home, still had enough time to go out to dinner with Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, like, it was just like, it felt like there was more time in the day than there normally is. And it was really nice and relaxing.
Yeah.
And I was very happy. It's not a great checking in, but
no,
I am excited. Not.
I had a day on Saturday where I didn't have a lot to do. Okay, here's the thing. Is that Alex, I bought a bunch of weed from Alex before he left. And it's just sitting on the coffee table. And it has been for a long time. So Saturday, I went to the gym for like 2 hours in the morning. And I got home and I was like, there's weed here. And I, you know, smoked so hard and was so fucking stoned that I just laid on my bed for like 3 hours. Not asleep.
Just
like with music on, you know.
That sounds nice.
It was, but it was also like, what am I doing?
Yeah. My earphones are going in and out. Is it recording?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
They're going in and out of your head.
Oh, whoa. Yeah,
super weird.
I, on Saturday, bought weed at a dispensary for the first time in my life.
I've never been. I've never gone.
That was the same. So there's a place very close to my house, and there's a sign up on it that says now open for adult use, meaning you don't need your child. Medicinal marijuana
you don't need
card.
Your child with you.
And so Saturday we were walking around, and I was like, I kind of want to go get, like, just because you can't, I don't know, right. Just to have the experience.
Just to feel like an adult.
And it was so funny because I think there's now, because it's legal recreationally, there are ones that are chiller that are just like a lobby. But this was still set up like a medical high security where you have to be buzzed in to get in at all. And then it's just a girl at the desk and she checks you in and she checks your ID. And then you get buzzed into another room and you have to wait and be sat until
you give your money,
yeah.
And then you get buzzed into another room, and that room is outside.
And they shoot you. Yeah. But it was Jeff and I, and Jeff doesn't smoke pot at all. And it was so funny because I didn't really know what I was doing, so and I was expecting to be walked through more.
That's certainly what I've heard about a lot of the places. Is they're very like,
well, and so she's like, so what do you
do
want?
You like this? And do you I was like, this? Do you like this?
I don't
do you
know. Like this? Yeah. And and I was like, I guess a sativa. So this is what she started doing. She just would get out a big canister of weed and she would say the strain name, you know, like Hummingbird Pie or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she'd have me smell it. And every time, because I'm a fucking goober, like afterwards, I was like, I can't believe I did that. Every time I'd smell it and go, that's nice. Like, what am I supposed to be smelling?
We got a live one here, Bob.
But like, yeah. So finally, I realized this was just going to keep happening forever. So I just picked one. I was like, oh, the lemon one. And it seems so arbitrary. It's my first time, so I got 25% off. And then they're like, okay, go spin the wheel because it's night owl hours. And I spinned a wheel. I spun a wheel. Good Lord.
Spinned.
And but no, none of the employees were near me when I spun the wheel. So I just went back to the girl ringing me up and she's like, well, what'd you get? And I was like, a joint. But like, I could have said a car. I get like, I could say anything. Mm-hmm. And I have no idea how much anything was. There was no breakdown whatsoever. There was no prices at all. And as she was ringing me up, because we got a couple things and there was a $25 discount for being a first timer, and then some other discount because it was night hours. But I watched the computer and it would say $40, $51, and then it would go back down to $40. And it, like, I have no idea how much each individual item was.
I bet she doesn't either. I bet it's
it was wild. Yeah. It was, I was just like, let's get out of here. But so now, point of the story is, I was just like, oh, I just want to buy something. I have such a tremendous amount of weed in my house, like a comical amount of weed, because my friend Lampy gave me like one nug, mm-hmm. like a teeny tiny nug in December, and I checked, it's not all the way gone. And now I have like three joints and gummies, and it's nuts.
Oh, I feel like we're basically a dispensary here.
But it's I'm excited because if I go to parties or something, I could
the life of the party.
I could contribute at least.
What's up, guys? Anybody want a little wicked weed?
But it's very funny. I just want to take my parents. They would love it.
Yeah, I've heard that my dad might start using CBD.
Oh, nice.
Which would be great. I've been after him for years. All right. Well, this feels like a good place to take a break. So let's do that. And we will be back in a moment with more
probably
stuff.
Shots.
A very special guest.
Oh.
Hey, folks. This is Sean Conroy speaking. And I just wanted to let you know that I will be in New York City for the Delclis Marathon the weekend of June 30th and July 1st. I think those are the dates. I don't really know. All I know is that weekend,
Google
the Swarm it. Will be performing at 2:00 in the afternoon somewhere in New York City. And I would highly recommend that you come out and see the show because we have been together for a long time. That's the only reason I advocate seeing the Swarm. It's not like we're good. It's not like we're funny.
It's just
we've been together a long time.
Yeah.
The Beatles broke up after 10 years. The Swarm have been together for over 20.
Wow.
That tells you a lot. Oh, here are the dates. It is Sunday, July 12th. No. Oh, Sunday. It looks like July 12th. Sunday, July 1st at 2 p.m.
This is going well.
In Hell's Kitchen, which is the big theater there, and it's worth coming out and checking it out. All right. And, you know, hit me up on Twitter, at Sean Conroy. Welcome back. You're listening to The Long Shot. It is a podcast. I am your host. My name is Sean Conroy. With me today on the show is Amber Kenny.
Hello.
Not here, Joe Wagner. Also not here, Jamie Flom.
Also not here, Eddie Pepitone. Also not here, Brad Pitt.
Yes. Boy, those were the good old days when Brad was one of the members of the podcast.
Well, he's not here.
I was like, you and Jennifer are going to make it forever.
Mm-hmm. Make it forever.
All right.
They might get back together.
That's true.
Fingers crossed.
You never know. All right. Well, it's time for a segment on the show that we like to call Parting Shots. So let's start today with Amber.
Woo! I should have prepared something, huh?
Yeah. That would have been good. It's not like you didn't know that I was going to come to you.
I know. As you were saying it, I was like, oh, no.
Well, hope he doesn't come to me first.
I think because in my head, could I be completely honest? Mm-hmm. In my head, before I come to the podcast, not to get too inside baseball, I think about, you know, this could be something I talk about in checking in, and this is something I could talk about for Parting Shot.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about all the things already.
You got through everything.
No. But the things that I had like pre-thought about. Mm-hmm. But lots of things have happened in my life, and I would love to talk about other things. And they are,
Oh boy! Do you want me to go first?
Yes.
Okay. So I believe I talked. Let's go next to me. We'll come back to Amber. Give her some time to prepare.
Can I have a piece of paper?
So I went to the store the other day.
Yeah, we heard this, the cracker store.
And there was a guy. There was a guy in one of the aisles. No. You may recall that I had a leak in my ceiling.
Yes.
And it's never been repaired. It's about to be repaired. And I was thinking about it. And I was like, what if I had them paint my ceiling a different color?
Mm.
Let me go to the paint store and see what kind of... Anyway, I go to Home Depot. I approach the paint section. I find a swatch. I find a paint color I really like.
Mm-hmm.
I take it over to the guy.
What does it look like?
It's a blue. It's a nice blue color.
Like light, dark.
Not too light, not too dark. Kind
so
of in the middle.
So it's a crayon blue?
Crayon blue?
Mm-hmm.
What's crayon blue?
Like a crayon?
Oh, crayon blue.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you said crayon blue.
like I thought that
like a type of hybrid berry? Yeah. It's like a crayon blue or like a banorange.
Or like a cordon bleu.
Yeah. And I don't know anything about buying paint. I've never...
Right.
I don't think the I've ever done it in my life, you know? And I'm kind of estimating how many square feet my ceiling is. And I don't know how much you get out of a jar.
Right.
Or a can, whatever paint comes in, you know, can of paint. Is it jar or can or a
tin?
Yeah, a clay pot. And so I say, look, maybe I want a cistern of paint. I'm not sure.
A ladle.
Yeah. And so the guy goes, so I said, how much does this cover? And he goes, this is a gallon. And I go, yeah, I know it's a gallon. How much area does it cover? And he goes, this is about 400 square feet. I said, okay. How much does this one cover? And he goes, this is a quart. I said, I know what it is. And
they go on all day.
He goes, oh, that's 100 square feet. So in my head, I'm like, I bet my bedroom is more than 400 but less than 500 square feet. It's big.
So you can buy one of each and be good.
You would think. So I said to the guy, I will take a quart and a gallon. And he goes, yeah, that's the same thing. And I was like, what? Because I thought he was like kidding or something. Like, I didn't know what was happening. And he was like, a quart and a gallon is the same thing. And I said, I don't think so. Like, it's moments like that where I'm like, am I speaking a different language from other people?
Did he say that a quart is 100?
Of course he did.
And a gallon is 400.
Indeed he did. But then when I asked for one of each, he said they were the same thing.
What does that mean? Did you ever get to the bottom of it?
I don't know what it means.
Is like one thinned out or something?
No. It got worse than that. Okay. Because then he was like, yeah, they're the same thing. And I said, I don't think they are.
And you're looking at them. They're different sizes.
They're sitting right in front of me.
Okay.
And I said, I want one of those and one of those.
And he said, no.
In this color. And no. And he goes,
it's the same.
Those are different things. And I said,
I know.
I understand that. Like, at this point, I'm starting to lose my patience.
He's gaslighting me.
That's what it felt like. And I was, but I know he wasn't. Like, I don't know what he was doing, but he was not like playing a game.
We're missing.
But that's why I say in those moments.
In the sentence.
What's that?
We're missing the to vote in the sentence.
Right. Like, I feel like, that's why I say I feel like I'm speaking a different language. Because I was in that moment, I wanted to slap him and say, stop it. Get a hold of yourself. You're not making sense right now.
Right.
Don't be hysterical. Like, even though he was not at all, right. he barely, when he spoke, he barely aspirated his consonants. You know, he was like, those are the same thing. Like, that was how his, you know, he was like, when I saw him, he's like, have you seen Solo yet?
Everyone's, you just got to see it.
But I just was like, what is happening right now? Anyway, I said, so he goes, those are different things. And I'm like, I understand that, and I would like one of those and one of those.
Florida has no idea why you're yelling.
A quart and a gallon. And he's like,
that's the same thing.
All right, wait here. And just goes to get it. It was insane.
So you just have to ask three times. Because the first time it's the same, the second time it's different.
And then the third time he's like, okay. Yeah. It made no sense. I was like, what the fuck is going on right now? This fucking guy is gaslighting me.
Andrew is acting like he knows what the guy was talking about, but I don't know.
I guess we'll have to wait till the show is over to find out.
Cliffhanger. Do you have the can of paint?
What?
Do you have the paint cans?
I do.
It's like a riddle.
Yeah. Anyway, so I got what I wanted, but I also lost my fucking mind.
Sure.
So that's my parting shot, is just realize that a quart and a gallon are not the same thing. Mm-hmm. And that if somebody wants one of each, it's like when I go to Starbucks and I go, can I get a tall coffee and a grande coffee?
The same thing.
No. They go, okay, tall coffee and a grande cup. And I'm like, no. A tall coffee as well as a grande coffee. Listen to what I am saying to you.
Why do you get two?
Anyway, she just didn't want me to be so negative, but I find it difficult. all right, Amber, parting shot. Yeah, you've had plenty of time to prepare.
Plenty of time. So different people have different communication styles. And mm-hmm. I'm sort of from the school of, at least at work, sort of the less...
All right, you're naming a lot of places right now. I'm of the school that at least at work you should be on vacation. Wait, what? It's the same thing.
The least amount of at least electronic communication.
Mm-hmm.
I try to say everything I can in one email.
Right.
I don't want to bother people.
Right.
My boss is opposite, where like every single thing gets a specific, like gets its own email.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine, whatever. But she was on vacation all last week.
Oh, no.
No, it was fine.
Oh, good.
it's a roller coaster. But she came back yesterday.
Oh, no.
And it was fine.
Oh, great.
but she did this thing. So there's probably going to be a lot of emails. You were out for a week. Instead of just reading all of the emails or asking me about... Anyway, she would read one email and say, hey, Amber, was this taken care of? And I'd say, yes, it was. And then she'd read the next email in the chain and say, oh, here's the email that says you took care of it. Like, God. About every single email. And also just maybe kind of assume that I did. You know what I mean? Like, when have I ever not taken care of things?
Right. Take your vacation.
Jesus Christ.
But trust the ones you love.
Right.
Behind.
And I get it. It's her job. And like, you don't want things to fall through the cracks, but maybe read the whole chain first.
Do people ever want things to? I feel like there are some people who want things to fall through the cracks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who they are, but there's definitely somebody out there who's like,
Joe.
Joe.
I don't know.
Joe's like, I hope this falls through the cracks. I guess I should take some. The show started 10 minutes ago. Folks, are you done?
But it's frustrating, and it's a exercise in patience.
That's annoying.
Because she's also so quick to get her feelings hurt.
Ugh.
So I really have to watch how I talk to her, right. And I am under her. So it's like this strange, mm-hmm. But I feel like I'm developing.
You're like, hey, get off me.
Right. But I feel like I'm developing skills in that area.
Here's a question for you,
mm-hmm.
that I'm going to ask you. It's a question.
I can't wait.
So I hope you have an answer. How full is your inbox on a regular basis? We'll be back next week, folks.
What do you mean? Because I don't always file things.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I leave it in the inbox, but it's not unread.
I have about 17,000 emails in mm-hmm. my inbox, of which about 7,000 are unread.
Wow, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's stressful.
So I should get rid of that stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Get organized a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that stuff is not... Of
some
value.
Of it might be like we're trying to give you $1 million and a movie deal.
Sir, I am a prince from another country and would like very much if you could take $10 million off my hands.
He doesn't even say a specific country. He just says from another
country. Hey, he's not from here.
Hey,
I don't know where he's from, buddy.
Yeah.
No, I see, here's the thing. I never worked
in
a real office, mm-hmm. so I don't know what the standards are for stuff, and I feel like there's a lot of stuff I do that is both unproductive, fruitless, and done wrong, you know.
Here's the thing. It depends on what works for you. Like, some people like filing every
single
email.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Nothing works for me. Things don't work. I don't work. My work is not working.
But sometimes some people find them filed makes it harder to find.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just want it in front of them. Here's also something that I find crazy, and I'm just coming to terms with. I like working in an office.
Oh.
Like, so many stand-ups, their whole deal is like, I could never work in an office, blah, 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 blah. I like it. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Yeah.
It's fun. And I don't know if that means I'm ill or what.
You're a stand-up?
No.
Who's your favorite stand-up? What kind of stand-up do you like?
Solo. I know, like, what genre? I don't know. What genre?
What genre? I like mama jokes. Not even yo mama.
No.
Just mama. All right, folks.
From
this feels
Mama's
like
family.
Well, I play a character called Mama on Mr. Pickles, and I was doing it all day today, so it's in my head. All right, folks. Well, this has been the long shot, and it's been Amber and myself fucking doing the work.
Talking shit.
Yeah. So, please, do you have anything to plug?
Mm-mm.
I'm trying to think if I do. Well, maybe we'll do a commercial or something.
That'd be fun.
And, you know, tell your friends about the show. Rate us on iTunes. Go on Stitcher. Find All Things Comedy. Go to our website, which I don't even know if that exists anymore.
And friends.
Yeah, like be nice to people. Vote for things. And... oh, my roommate just showed up. we will see you next time on The Long Shot.
Bye.
One night to be confused, one night to speed up truth. We had a promise made for hands and then away. Both under influence, we had divine said to know what to say. Mind is a call for hands up above to be
thank you.